Welcome to the English Business Podcast, where we dive into all aspects of the dynamic world of business in the English language. In the latest news from Apple, the tech giant is navigating through a turbulent legal landscape, facing potential battles over tax payments, hiring practices, and introducing competing app stores into its ecosystem. Firstly, in the European Union, Apple could be facing a significant financial burden due to ongoing tax disputes. An EU court advisor recently voiced support for the EU's $14 billion tax order against Apple, echoing the €13 billion demand that had been previously nullified by the court. The ongoing dispute, centered around Apple's tax payments in Ireland, has sparked controversy and may substantially impact the company's financial standing in the region. However, after a potential blow when it lost an appeal against a €14.3 billion tax bill in Ireland, Apple's struggle escalated further when the top advisor to the European Court of Justice recommended ruling in the EU's favor. This controversy underscores the complex relationship between tech giants and regulatory bodies, and highlights the complex legal landscape surrounding multinational corporations' tax obligations. In regulation news, Apple will need to adapt to the Digital Markets Act in the EU by March 5, 2024. This regulation allows the presence of rival app stores, signaling a potential shift in Apple's stringent control over its ecosystem. In other developments, Apple recently confronted allegations of illegal hiring discrimination, agreeing to a $25 million settlement. This case serves as a powerful reminder of the critical importance of promoting diversity and inclusivity in the workplace. Taking a personal turn, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak recently suffered a minor stroke at a business conference in Mexico City. Even though Mr. Wozniak is expected to fully recover, this incident serves as a stark reminder of the health challenges faced by even the most successful figures in the tech industry. In conclusion, Apple's legal battles, tax issues, and regulatory challenges continue to significantly shape the company's trajectory. As Apple navigates these turbulent waters, the ensuing decisions will undoubtedly influence its financial stability and reputation. Stay tuned for more updates in the world of tech. Diageo, the British multinational alcoholic beverages company, recently issued a warning about its sales in the Caribbean and Latin America, impacting the overall company's performance. The warning pinpoints a sharp slowdown in business activity in these regions, which is now affecting both sales and potential profits. This development has sent shockwaves through the market, causing Diageo's share price to slide by 15%. Diageo has yet to disclose the exact details of the profit hit, but the slowdown in growth in Latin America and the Caribbean has been highlighted as the primary cause. This situation has understandably stirred concern among investors and shareholders, resulting in a 13% drop in the company's shares. These developments clearly underline the significance of the Latin American and Caribbean markets for Diageo. The company will need to carefully strategize to overcome these challenges, regain momentum, and assure future growth. As this situation unfolds, we will continue to monitor further updates and inform you about the latest developments impacting Diageo's operations. In the latest Disney news, Bob Iger has returned as Disney CEO to tackle current challenges and ensure the satisfaction of fans and shareholders. His strategy emphasizes a shift from fixing to building, with the company focusing not just on problem solving, but also on innovation and growth, particularly in the streaming industry. This shift has begun to bear fruit as Disney's profit has seen an increase, primarily driven by cost management to support its transition to streaming. Disney is also fortifying its position in the streaming market by broadening its cost-cutting plan by an additional $2 billion. This step has resulted in better-than-expected profit results, pleasing investors, who are eagerly anticipating further updates from CEO Bob Iger on his strategy for the media powerhouse. An impressive 7% rise in Disney's shares followed the successful reduction of streaming losses by $1 billion. This accomplishment, combined with their defensive strategies against investor Nelson Peltz, has significantly elevated investor confidence. Despite these achievements, Disney still faces a few hurdles under Bob Iger's guidance. The company will have to navigate these challenges while simultaneously executing their cost-cutting plan and fostering profit growth. Stay tuned for more updates on Disney as we follow the developments and strategies from CEO Bob Iger. In recent Hapag-Lloyd news, the container shipping company is facing significant challenges, with numbers reflecting a 96% drop in profit. This eye-watering decrease, equating to a 5 billion euro reduction in a single quarter, has taken analysts by surprise and underscores the severe difficulties the shipping industry is dealing with in the current landscape. This dramatic decline has been driven by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and disruptions in global supply chains, leading to lower sea transport prices and consequently impacting the company's revenue. This staggering decrease in Hapag-Lloyd's profits is not an isolated event, but indicative of a broader trend hitting the global container shipping companies. The recent disruptions have put an end to the extraordinary profits previously enjoyed by the industry. The current climate encapsulates the vulnerability of global supply chains and the closely intertwined nature of various industries. The formidable challenges faced by Hapag-Lloyd are indicative of the larger uncertainties that the entirety of the shipping industry will likely continue to grapple with until the global pandemic and supply chain issues are resolved effectively. Stay tuned for more real-time updates on Hapag-Lloyd and the ever-evolving dynamic of the shipping industry. In the latest NatWest news, former CEO Alison Rose forfeited a substantial payout of £7.6 million following a scandal associated with the closure of Nigel Farage's bank accounts. The fallout from the controversy escalated to the point where Rose was compelled to resign from her position. This heated dispute surrounding Farage and NatWest has triggered serious professional and financial repercussions for Rose. The loss of the massive payout is a major testament to the severity of these implications. In the latest Robert De Niro news, his production company has recently faced significant legal challenges related to workplace discrimination. Firstly, a jury awarded $1.2 million to a former assistant who claimed that she experienced mistreatment and discrimination while working for the famous actor. Additionally, in yet another highlight of the serious allegations within the company, another former employee was awarded €1.1 million in damages for gender discrimination. These cases not only impact De Niro's reputation, but also underscore the importance of organizations fostering inclusive and respectful environments. The jury's substantial awards in these cases reflect the gravity of the plaintiff's claims and serve as reminders of the intolerance towards workplace discrimination. With the hashtag MeToo movement catalyzing discussions about workplace misconduct, it is crucial for individuals and companies to be held accountable for their behavior. Stay tuned for the developments in these legal troubles, more updates on the story, and other breaking news concerning Robert De Niro. We're excited to share key developments and accomplishments within Sappi, the renowned South African pulp and paper company. Business mogul Nkululeko Sawazi has been appointed as the new chair of Sappi, bringing with him a proven track record. His leadership is expected to propel the company into a strategic revival, demonstrating the dynamic nature of Sappi's leadership. Further showcasing Sappi's commitment to excellence and financial success, the company's South African operations achieved a milestone by posting a record EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, for the year ending in September 2023. This remarkable financial performance is a testament to their ongoing dedication to fiscal responsibility. Amid the industry-wide shift towards dissolving pulp and green paper packaging, Sappi's CEO, Steve Binney, remains confident in the company's manageable debt levels. His confidence underscores Sappi's adaptive capabilities and readiness to seize opportunities in the sphere of sustainable packaging solutions. Overall, these developments highlight the resilience and vision of Sappi's leadership, their solid financial performance, and the robust commitment to sustainability. Stay tuned for further updates as Sappi continues to navigate these transformative times. In the latest news from Cigna, The real estate group will be under new leadership as Arndt Gavitz assumes responsibility with his vast experience in handling insolvency proceedings like Schlecker and Galleria. His tenure aims to restore Signa's success after René Benko's departure left ripples in the industry. Known for its ownership of numerous prestigious real estate properties in Munich, Signa will now be led by Gavitz in what promises to be a significant transition. Concurrently, Klaus-Michael Kühner has bought one of Benko's projects in Berlin, introducing additional complexities into Benko's current situation. While Signa manages these evolving circumstances, close attention will be on Gavitz's strategic efforts to propel the company back to prosperity. Stay with us for further nightly updates on this unfolding story. In our latest segment for Verdi News, we're addressing the nationwide retail sector strikes organized by labor union Verdi, which have caused significant inconvenience to customers since Friday with long queues at checkout lanes and products missing from supermarket shelves. The cancellation of regional wage negotiations by the employers' association spurred Verdi to initiate the strikes as a pressure tactic, aiming to force the employers to reconsider and address the demands of retail workers. Verdi has committed to advocating for enhanced wages and improved working conditions for retail workers. They state that these workers play a crucial role in the economy and deserve just remuneration for their services. The escalated measure of nationwide strikes underscores the union's determination to ensure retail workers' concerns are not sidelined, but are appropriately addressed. The strike's impact is evidently severe across the nation. Many supermarkets and retail stores are experiencing disruptions, affecting not only customer convenience, but also disturbing the broader supply chain. This has resulted in the limited availability of certain products. The duration of the strikes and their potential further impact on the retail sector remain uncertain due to the ongoing stalemate in negotiations. Customers are encouraged to strategize their retail shopping plans and remain patient despite the inconveniences as matters progress. That concludes our current segment on Verdi News. Stay with us for more on this developing story and other global news updates. In a major strategic move, TKO Group Holdings Incorporated, the parent company of WWE, is set to monetize a significant portion of its shares, a decision led by CEO Vince McMahon, valued nearly at $700 million. This move comes amid a trend of executives purchasing millions of dollars worth of shares back, making McMahon's decision a prominent one to reshape the ownership structure within TKO. TKO, formed from the merger of WWE and UFC, is witnessing a major shift in McMahon's investment portfolio through this sale. McMahon's decision to offload such a considerable stake in the company not only reveals his faith in TKO's future prospects, but also emphasizes his strategic understanding of the evolving dynamics within the combat sports industry. This sale of stock represents potential new opportunities for both McMahon and TKO. It will be closely watched to observe its impact on the company's financial performance and overall strategic direction. Stay tuned for further updates on this evolving story. This ends our coverage on Vince McMahon's recent strategic move. After the break, we'll be back with more updates from the world of sports and entertainment. In the latest updates from WeWork, the company continues to make perplexing decisions, such as doubling its investment in a bankrupt company. This move is consistent with the co-working giant's history of taking considerable risks. Furthermore, the company is undergoing a notable leadership change, with seasoned executive David Tolley stepping in to replace the erstwhile flamboyant leader, Adam Neumann. This transition aims to provide a fresh perspective to the company's management following struggles under Neumann's tenure. Adding another intriguing chapter to the WeWork saga, former leader, Adam Neumann, is poised to reap a substantial profit from the company's bankruptcy. Reports indicate an ironic twist may result in Neumann netting around $430 million, with the full details yet to be completely divulged. As WeWork tries to weather these challenging times, its course will potentially be undoubtedly influenced by these developments. More updates can be expected as the company's convoluted narrative continues to unfold. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the dynamic world of business, and remember, success awaits those who dare to dream and take action.